jogging one time, and I kind of made an off-the-cuff statement and said, God, she's a gospel. And it was her daughter. And she was sitting in front of me. She turned around. She said, yes, she is, and she's my daughter. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she's going to be me. But she never remembered that. And so when we first met coming to church here, I was so afraid to tell her and remind her. And she's like, I didn't remember that. I said, oh, praise God. So I joked that I would be a little more tame this time when our boys played again.
It's not going to happen.
I know. Laura is speaking at the games, haven't you? Lots of her.
All right. Hit it, Gary. Yay. All right, so 2023, right? It's crazy, right? Like, it's hard to believe. It's just it's one of those things. And so it's funny that I'm going to be talking about authority in Christ today, and we've had nothing but distractions on my part, like being back there and kind of running around and stuff, sweat coming off my head. But it's not surprising. It's not surprising to me. And it doesn't defeat me. And it should defeat you as well. If you're on Zoom and you've had all these difficulties, you've hung in there, you haven't clicked off and turned us off, beautiful, right? You just fought through the fight. And we're figuring it out. We have a new computer. We're figuring it out. John set it up. He's not here. So it kind of really puts a little kink in things. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And there's no fear in that. There's no fear in that. There's a little anxious moments. There's a little anxious moments, but no fear. No fear, right? So it's a new year, and I hope that you're excited. I hope you're excited. I really do. What you heard is a lot of messaging today already about the authority of Christ, right? You heard people talking about it. We started with a prayer that was all about authority of Christ in us. In us, right? And every year kind of brings on new hope, hopefully, right? You're sitting there going like, maybe last year was great, but you can be hopeful for better. Maybe last year was tough. You can be hopeful for better. Be hopeful for better, right? Amen. And that's New Year's, right? The focus is going to be on overcoming. That's what the Lord said. He said it's going to be on overcoming. Overcoming strongholds, unhealthy habits, and sins. That's the message that we're going to be seeing play out this year. We're going to overcome. We're going to overcome sound systems. We're going to overcome sin. We're going to overcome all kinds of things. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. So don't be discouraged. This message is really, it's a challenging message. But it's an exciting message. Okay? And I want you guys excited. It's a new year. We're ready to go, right? So most people focus on what they're going to do to change themselves when it becomes a new year, right? And we're going to set a resolution. And I'm going to overcome this. And I'm going to overcome that. And that's a lot of focus on I. Right? And I've never personally had much success doing that. And I've tried it. I've tried it over and over again, you know? And some people can have success, you know, willing themselves up, overcoming some stuff. But it's going to be a much more of a struggle if you don't do it the right way. And you know, and when I first set those resolutions, like, out of the gate, I am on fire. I'm ready to get this done. And 2 weeks later, I'm right back to the way I was. Right? So I was thinking, like, maybe I should set a resolution on doing a shorter messages, you know? And obviously on the first day, it ain't happening. So there's no resolutions unless if it's God's will. Right? It has to be aligned with God's will. And that's what this is all about, right? And when you set resolutions and you try to do it all on your own and you don't accomplish it, what happens? It leads to despair, depression, disappointment, right? And that's a problem. That's a problem. So that's what we see going on all the time around us, right? We see a lost people in despair. And I'll tell you what, I see Christians in despair. And that hurts to see that. It hurts the heart to see Christians in despair. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of when I'm like that. I'm tired of seeing other people like that. I want to see us with the hope that we have in Christ. It's a huge hope. It's a belief. It's a belief that you should really believe in your heart and in your mind. We all should. And it can't be just words on a paper. It can't be just words on a paper. God shared with me what should be happening over a time of prayer with God. I was praying with him, and he just said, this is not a declaration or a statement, but spend time with him. Spend time with him. Don't do a resolution of yourself doing stuff. It's we got to be in unison with God. Right? If you want to overcome something, we got to be in unison with God. He said, first, express our heart's desire, vision, and goal. So we're talking to God right now. God, I want to overcome this. I want to change this. Right? We're expressing that to Him. Right? We're not doing it to ourselves. We're expressing it to Him. After we do that, we need to express why it's important to us. Why? Why do you want to set this goal? So you look better? So you can meet your selfish needs? Or not? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of your goal? What's the purpose? So we express that to them, right? Why is it important to us? Then we ask if it's in His will and desire for us. Right? Okay, I want to overcome this. I want to change this. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's something. Then we go to Him and say, is it in your will, God? Does this line up with your plan for me? Right? These are the steps we should be taking. So that we're including Him in overcoming all this stuff. We're not meant to do it alone. If it is in His will, so He may say, that's not my plan for you, Reggie. You need to look at something else. If you get this goal of yours, it may be destructive to you. And I don't want you to destroy yourself. So don't go for that goal right now. Wait. I have a different goal for you. So we express it. Is it in His will? If it is in His will, then we ask for strength to battle the darkness that wants to smother out your light. Right? The devil wants to smother us out. Right? And we can't fight the devil on our own. We can only do it with Christ. That's how we battle, right? And in order to do that, we need to ask Christ for the strength to overcome. To overcome. And then we pray at that moment, right? We ask for strength. And then we say a prayer of authority a prayer of authority in Christ within us that it be accomplished. That's what the Lord told me the sequence of steps should be. We need to include Him. If you have something important that you've been battling, He needs to be part of that. I think we know that in head knowledge. I don't think we act on it enough. And that's what the Lord was telling me. You're not acting on that enough, Rich. Yes, I need to bring you along, God. And I say a quick little prayer at the end of the night, saying, I want this to be accomplished. And I forget to ask Him if it's His will. I forget to ask Him to strengthen me to overcome it. There needs to be more. We need to bring Him in more. I'm excited for myself and all of you for this upcoming year. The Lord has given us a powerful, powerful message today to start the year. Last year's theme God laid out for us was trust in the Lord, right? You can't have authority in the Lord if you don't trust the Lord. So He put that in place first. He said, you need to trust me. You need to trust me. And notice how much we were tested throughout the year, challenging this very thought. Anybody feel like they were tested in trusting the Lord last year? Anybody? I mean, come on, I can't be the only one, right? Right. I mean, it seemed like it was happening all the time. We suffered some great loss last year. Great people. People we love. It was a tough year for some of us. You know? We were being tested. Do we trust the Lord? But hopefully you look back on the year that we have battled through these difficult trials with the Lord at our side, and now we trust Him more than prior years. Now, who was saying a prayer about, I want to be a little bit, I think it was Jen, I want to be a little bit better than last year. Was that you that said that?
It's, yeah, progress, not perfection.
Progress, not perfection. We want progress. We want perfection,
but
it's tough, right? You got to take steps to get there. You got to get there.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Bill
said, you got to be dead to get there. Thank you, Bill.
But that's what pulls us away from God, is we're trying to strive to be perfect.
Right, right. Trying to be perfect before we're ready to be perfect.
Caught up in the world.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, and trying to think that you're going to be perfect and not being able to accomplish that also leads to despair. Right? And the Lord knows this stuff. And He's encouraging us. So I'm excited. And I think you've learned. I think we've all learned something about trusting the Lord. We had a lot of messages on trusting the Lord. You can watch it all the way through the whole year. If you went back and listened to them, you'd be like, yeah, that's about trusting the Lord. Yeah, that's about trusting the Lord. That's important, right? And we're building ourselves up. And we're trying to get God to really change us and show us, like, okay, we can trust Him. We can trust Him. And hopefully we recognize why we trust Him more, right? That's the other most important part. Why do we trust the Lord? Why? And if we go to Romans 8:29, we're going to find out why. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them. And you can change this wording a little bit. He chose you. He chose us. Right? Whenever you see them, put us and you in that spot. Okay? For this. So, for God knew His people in advance, He chose us to become like His Son. So that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them, us, you, to come to Him. And having called us, you, them, he gave us right standing with himself. And having given us right standing, he gave us his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? What should we say about that? That's a blessing. That's a blessing. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
We love that one.
Amen.
We love that one. Do we believe it? Do we believe it? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? If he gave up his own son, he'll give us other things. I mean, that's the most precious thing. His son, given up for us. Right? No one, for God himself, has given us right standing with himself. No one. Who then will condemn us? No one. No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting this? Are we getting this? Are we awake right now? Because this is important stuff. For Christ Jesus died for us, and he was raised to life for us. For you. For me. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. So why should we trust God? Because he's pleading for us. He's there for us. Who can stand against us? No one. And that's why we trust the Lord. That's why we trust him. We believe these words. And that's where our trust should be stemming from. Those words. Those words. And I know you're all in anticipation of this year's message from God and what the theme is going to be, right? But we already talked about it. You guys have been talking about it. It's authority in Christ. Being bolder. Being bolder. I want to be bolder. It is time. Now is the time. That's what the Lord told me. Now is the time to be bold. Now is the time. We weren't ready. We weren't ready. But the Lord's telling us we are ready. Now we're ready. Be bold. What a way to start the new year. Let's be bold. Let's be bold. Acts 1:6. And it says, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Has the Holy Spirit come upon you?
Amen.
If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit should be in you. That means you receive power. Do you understand? You receive power at that moment. Power that you did not have. power that I did not have. We'll receive power. And why? You will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. Just in church? Shall we do it just in church? It's nice and safe. We know if you come to church, maybe you want to know more about Christ. No. Everywhere. Everywhere. And then he says in places, right? In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Right? Everywhere. That's why. Right? That's why you have power. It's not for you to build yourself up. It's not for me to build myself up. It's to go out and spread the gospel. That's why. To show power through you in Christ. Like, listen, Christ is in me. How did you do that? How do you stay smiling when the world is falling apart? You know how? Christ is in me. And that's what we need to be proclaiming. Christ is in me. That's why I'm smiling. When everything around me seems to be like, oh, this is bad. This is bad. The government, it's bad. Right?
Yeah.
Keep smiling. You know why? Christ is in you. Amen. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I love this word. Sometimes things hit me really hard. I was reading this and, don't you realize? Man, I could use that. Like, I can see Jesus right in my face right now. Don't you realize? And he could be saying this every day to me, I think. Don't you realize, Reggie? Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Where shall?
Amen.
Where shall? We're housing the Lord in us. Right? This is huge. God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple. So when you get attacked, don't worry. God's got their number. God's got their number. When you feel like you can't step out and you're letting the world kind of tell you what to do, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't back down. Because the Lord, no matter what they say about us, believers in Christ, no matter what they say about us, the Lord's going to take care of that. It's not our job to do that. He's going to do that. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. You are holy. That's who you are. We have sins we got to deal with, but you are holy, not by anything that we did, but because of who He is and what He's doing in us. We have been given authority in Christ to do many things, to overcome personal struggles, strongholds, past hurts, sins we struggle to give up, unhealthy decisions, attitudes, losses, and the list goes on and on. Personal. Those are personal things. Right? But it's not always about me. It's not always about I and my personal issues. Right? There's more to the picture than us as an individual. It is time to rise up, believers. We are to reach the lost in confidence. Is there a world that's lost right now? Yeah. My goodness. My goodness. There is generations that don't know Christ. There are kids that have no concept of Christ. Zero. They've never been exposed to Him. That should not be happening in this country, where we have freedom to speak His name. Reach the lost in confidence, to strengthen our community, to build each other up, to become a people and a church He envisions us to be. He envisions us to be. To help our enemies in their time of need. Ooh. That one's tough. To keep encouraging and strengthening, iron sharpening iron. To reach a collective vision and goals. A collective vision and goals. All in a bold and confident manner. We can't be cowering. We can't be praying with the thought in the back of our mind, well, I hope this prayer is effective. I hope it is. I hope it changes something. No. We go and believe in that if it aligns with God's will, it's going to happen. Right? If it aligns with God's will. And if it doesn't happen, then probably it didn't align totally with God's will. He is sovereign. He sees the big picture. He understands. If everybody got their prayers answered, there'd be no death on earth. Would there? I mean, honestly, right? Nobody would die. Right? We're all praying for everybody when they're sick and they're hurting and, you know, on death's door. But He knows something that we don't. Right? Maybe He needs that person up in the kingdom doing something up there important. Their time down here was done. Now they got better purpose up there. We have to recognize these things. The church is seeking to lose its confidence and power. Have you noticed that? And that's what the prayer was this morning. So I wrote this out. I was working on this and already had the theme and everything in my head, and all of a sudden I get right in the midst of this, Steve sends me a text saying, hey, Give 'em 15 has a great prayer for the new year. All about authority. Surprise. Surprise. Don't think that didn't boost my confidence up a little bit. Surprise. He wants us stronger. He wants us to suffer less. To show we will not cower to evil. Oh, why? To glorify Him. To glorify Him, not to boost ourselves. We got to keep that focus. We got to keep that focus. Glorify Him. To show the world what can happen when we become true believers who actually believe what we read. Who we say we are as believers. Who is the King of our lives? Who is the King of our lives? Right? That will blow a resolution out of the water. You can make as many resolutions as you want. But if you want to reach your goals, this is how we accomplish that. Listening to the Holy Spirit's guidance, pleading with God, and believing in Jesus' sacrifice for all of us. That's how it's done. Let me say it again. Listening to the Holy Spirit's guidance, pleading with God, and believing in Jesus' sacrifice for all of us. Put that in your heart. Put that in your heart. So what kind of authority do we have as believers? What kind of authority does it say we have? Because we can make up our own ideas on things, but that's not true. What's true is what's in the book. So Luke 9:1, let's start there. One day Jesus called together his 12 disciples. And right now, Jesus is calling together his church right here, right now. See how you can insert yourself into these things? This is not just a time period book. It's an active book. It's for right now. It's for us. It's not just for them. It wasn't just for the disciples. It's for now. Everybody listening to this right now. On that day, Jesus called together us. He's calling right now. And gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. Then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Guess what? You have that power. You have that power. I have that power. It has to align with how God wants it to work. But we have that power. We do not utilize that power nearly enough. That's what the Lord was saying. Don't underutilize me. If I tell you, if the Holy Spirit says, go and pray for this sick person and say, you're going to get better, then say it with confidence. But you've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit, which means you have to hear the Holy Spirit. And that message is coming in a little bit. Matthew 10:5. I mean, if you're really listening to the Holy Spirit, He can put you in uncomfortable positions, can't He? Boy, it seems like it's just incredible. Incredible. Like here, now, what? Like, can we do this some other time when there's less people around? Maybe when, like, 20 years from now? You know? And you can choose not to listen to the Holy Spirit. You can choose to go in and not be bold in your prayer. There's demons in this country right now. I'll tell you that right now. I see some evil. There is some evil stuff going on right now. There needs to be some casting out of that crap. Matthew 10:5. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Jesus sent out us with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles and Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Right? Go to God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Don't take any money. This is huge, right? Don't take money for it, right? Don't take money in your money belts. No gold, silver, even copper, coins. That's not why we're meant to do things, right? We're not doing it for some other benefit. We're doing it because He's called us to do it, right? Well, you know what? I look pretty good if I do that. Man, if I go and I pray for somebody and they get healed, man, people are going to look at me like, wow. That's crap. That doesn't mean nothing to God. Don't carry a travel bag with a change of clothes, sandals, or even a walking stick. Don't hesitate. Now this is huge for the North Country people up here, this line. This is a tough one for us. Okay? Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve to be fed. Right? It's okay for other people to help us. It's okay. It's good. You know why it's good? Because it's written. It's good. It's okay. We don't have to do it all on our own. Right? Somebody says, hey, come over here. I'll help you out. Do it. Do it. Don't be afraid. Right? Don't be afraid. You know why? Because you deserve it. Because you're working for the Lord. You deserve that. You deserve a little help sometimes. Oh, no, I don't.
No.
No, I can do it all on my own. I can stab my own wood. I can shovel my own grass. I can do anything else.
Amen.
That's the wrong mentality. I'm telling you. It's the wrong mentality. It's written right there. It's the wrong mentality.
How about God helps those that help themselves, though?
God does help those who help themselves. But you're not meant to do everything on your own.
Give me a Bible verse for that, will you?
Psalm 91:9. There's a lot of, I love the ifs. Right? We all miss the ifs. Thens. If then. Right? If you make the Lord your refuge. If he's not your refuge, don't even read on. Don't even read on. It's useless. You have to do that first. If you make the Lord your refuge. If you make the Most High your shelter. No evil will conquer you. Is he your refuge? Is he the one that we turn to first? Not second, not third. When we're in despair, do we turn to you first? No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. How does that happen? If you make the Lord your refuge. If you make the Most High your shelter. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. There's criteria to this. Great Dane, criteria. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. You want to crush that sin? You want to crush that sin? Do you want to crush that sin?
Yes.
Am I the only one that sins? Do you want to crush that sin?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Then make the Lord your refuge, the Most High, your shelter. That's how it's done. That's the instruction. Mark 16:15. And then he told them, go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. Anything that comes at you, you will be able to handle. Right? You will be able to handle. If you're saved. If you're a believer. So the first thing is to make sure you're a believer. And not just with head knowledge. Believe. With your heart, your soul, your might. They will be able to handle snakes for safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. Let's take one step. One little step to believe that. One little step. Luke 10:17. We're building up a kingdom here. When the 72 disciples returned, how did we go from 12 to 72? How did that happen? They joyfully reported to him, "Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name." Oh, we got to use his name. Right? Peter didn't say, "I cast out this demon and Peter's name." It was in Jesus' name. When they healed somebody, it was in Jesus' name. Right? In your name. Yes, he told them. "I saw Satan fall from the heavens like lightning. Look, I have given you authority, all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them." Snakes and scorpions. Those are figurative, right? Put something down and crush it. Picture in your head a can and you're crushing that. Crumbling it. And toss it aside. That thing is gone. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because their names are registered in heaven. Who has the authority? Christ has the authority. Who's he using? He's using us. Mark 11:22. Yeah, I told you, a nice short message, right? I made a resolution, and obviously the resolutions don't work. Because I didn't follow the steps in that resolution. It wasn't aligning with God's will. Mark 11:22. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain." Does he mean physical mountain? No, he's talking about the things that are in our way. Right? And they're big. We got big things in our way separating us. Huge. And you got to say to those big things, "May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea." And guess what? It will happen. It will happen. You know why? Because you're going to have faith in God. You're going to believe with boldness that you got, that this is going to happen. We're going to overcome some stuff this year. Amen?
Amen.
All right. But you must really believe it will happen. Have no doubt in your heart. That's where we get hung up. That's where I get hung up. There's a little thing in my heart that says, "Eh, I don't know."
All of us.
"Eh,
you're not alone."
I'm glad. Sometimes I feel like it. It's crazy. No doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, right? You've received it, meaning like You're not waiting for it. It's here. You've received it right now. You've already received it because you're asking. Right? That's a heavy word right there. If you miss that, you're missing something. You're missing a little power. You're missing a little power. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. It's already done. You got to believe that. But when you are praying, first forgive. Oh boy, here we go again. It's something that we got to do. Right? No, it's all God. God does everything. No. We're tied together. We're in unison. Tied together. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against. So guess what? If you don't do that, you're not going to get what it said you could get. You're not going to move mountains. You're not going to move mountains. You might move molehills, but you're not going to move mountains.
You won't even move a paper towel.
You won't even move what?
A paper towel.
A paper towel. You won't even move a paper towel. Well, not
is this about the sovereignty of God, or is this about the sovereignty of you praying?
You tell me. What do you think?
Well, it sounds to me like you're saying it's about the sovereignty of you praying, but it isn't.
Of course not. God is sovereign. He can do anything he wants.
None of this is going to be. You're not going to walk among snakes. You're not going to walk among scorpions and not be harmed unless you take precautions to do it. God says, you know,
You need a microphone here. Hang on.
But you don't have to be stupid about it.
Correct. Correct. Right. That's where the prayer
seems
coming.
To have been left out.
No. I started with that, Bill.
So if we're going to start talk about the sovereignty of God, we've got to talk about His will in all this, not your will, your wish, your desire, your overcoming, your goals.
Did you listen to the beginning? Express your heart, desire, vision, and goal. Why is it important to us? Ask if it is in His will.
Yeah,
His will.
You pray for
and desire prayer. For us. If right. So if you're doing it right, then that's what you're doing. You're exactly what you said. You're going to ask if it's His will.
Well, not ask if it's His will. Pray for His will to be done and for Him to lead you in the way that you should go to fulfill that.
That is true.
And He will lead you.
That is true. But most of us need to ask and talk to Him. It has to be a conversation. It can't be just a one-way street. He wants a relationship. He wants a relationship. It's not just Him doing stuff. He's not just telling you to pick up the mic right now and ask this. He's not. He could be. But you're choosing to pick up the mic.
Either you're Augustinian or you're Arminian in all this stuff.
You're either what?
You're either Augustinian or you're an Arminian. So do you believe that God is sovereign? Or do you believe that you have something to do with it?
Of course we all have choices. I mean, God gave us free will.
Not a matter of choices. That's not what we're talking about.
We'll discuss this later. Me and you.
We're going to have to.
He's sovereign. There's no doubt about it. He chose us to be a special people.
Well, it sounds like you're sending us all to West Virginia to practice snake handling and that kind of stuff.
No. You're missing the point if that's the case. I totally didn't explain it right then. If that's what you're getting out of this, then you're totally missing that point. Yeah. So that is not the case. I'm not telling you to go step on a snake. When it's poisonous.
No.
You know what I mean? That's not what I'm telling you. I'm saying you have sin in your life. You have sin in your life. And I said that. I said that it's figurative, right? You have sin in your life. You want to overcome that. You have to work with God on that. You can't. God can take away your sin, but you have to be willing to work with Him on that. He's not just going to magically do it. This isn't fairy dust. It's not fairy dust.
No.
Amen.
Alright, so it says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and you believe, and if you believe it, you will receive it. It will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgives, right? He's telling us right there. We have to do something. We have to, why would he write that? We have to forgive anyone holding a grudge against us, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. You want your sins forgiven? You've got to do what it says there. We have a role. He's sovereign. We have a role. He can do anything he wants. But we have a role that we're meant to do. That's how it works. I mean, I'm just telling you what the words say. I don't know how I can argue against the words. All right. The Lord has given us authority in his name to glorify who? To glorify him. God. Right? That's what we do. And fulfill his purpose for us. Right? We want to be in line with God. We don't necessarily have to do what God told us to do. We got free will. We want to be in line with God. Right? We got to glorify God. Fulfill his purpose. For us, what he sees us to do. Let us not underutilize the gift he has given his believers. Right? We just talked about that. He's given these gifts to his believers to be bold. Right? Not to cower.
Yeah, that's right.
Not to cower. The fear of man. Don't cower to the fear of man. The fear of what people think of us. Right? Bill could be thinking I'm crazy right now. Maybe I am. I don't know. But don't be afraid of that. Don't fear that. Has diminished because our he's given us. Don't let him diminish our God-given ability.
That's right, man.
Don't let him do that. The Holy Spirit is within us for many purposes. And one of those purposes is to give us boldness, power, and authority through him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right? Some of us are meant to pray for healing. Be bold when you do that. Some of us are meant for leading. Be bold when you do that. Some of us are meant to encourage other believers. Be bold. Some of us are meant to hold others accountable. Be bold.
Amen.
Some of us are meant to go into the dark places to minister to people in those dangerous places.
Yes.
Be bold. If you're called. I'm not saying everybody is. I'm saying if you're called. If the Holy Spirit is leading you, then be obedient. And when you are obedient, don't go in timid. Go in bold. Knowing that he is on your side.
Amen.
Knowing that he's on your side. Step out of the boat onto the water.
Yes.
Right? And if you start to sing, know that Christ is there to pull you out.
Amen.
He didn't abandon him when he stepped off into the water.
No,
right?
No condemnation.
He didn't. He could have said, listen, you have no trust in me. Sink, brother. He didn't do that. He reached in, grabbed them, and pulled them out. That was his strength. Utilized in Peter. Right? That's how this works. That's how this works. Let's pray about that. Oh, Jason, you got something?
Something on the
free. Well, hang on. Let's get the mic to
him. Get back to that earlier. We are given free will. Let's take a look at some of the very first verses of John. Hope we'll go right to Genesis. They were told not to eat the fruit of the tree.
Right.
They chose to do that
with
free will.
Correct.
On and on throughout the Bible, you have Abraham and Sarah going to conceive a child in their late years. They lost trust in that. Abraham's up with concubine. We now have Islam. in this world, which has been a fight against Christianity since
Correct.
Many times, because we didn't trust it.
Right.
So we are given free will. We must remember that as long as we're doing God's will, it will work out as He wants it to. But if we don't and we come back to Him, we'll work everything out for the best. Which is why we can walk through the snakes and scorpions if we're following His will. If we're doing that on our own for our own glory, you're going to get bit and stung.
You're going to get bit. You're going to get bit. Wicked. Yep. And that's, you know, and I pray that you guys all got this. I'm just telling you what God was telling me to say. And it's okay. It's okay. I just want you to know that I'm coming to you in bold talk right now. I'm talking to you in bold talk right now. This is not my comfort zone. This is not my comfort zone. The reason I can do this is because the Lord gave me authority to do it. And that's the only reason. So, dear Jesus, we just lift up this message to you. I pray that that you spoke to people in the way that they need to be here. I pray that these words don't fall on deaf ears. I pray that people recognize and understand that it is a combined connection, a relationship with you, that we can't just forget about you during this new year. That you want us to come more boldly. You don't want the church sleeping anymore.
Amen.
You want us to talk in boldness, yes, and love, yes, and compassion.
Yes.
But we need to do it with a heart that feels confident. Confident because you call us to be confident. That's going to glorify your name. Your name. That's how you made us. We just love you and thank you. We pray for this upcoming year.
Yes.
We just know you're at work. We ask you to keep changing us. Keep opening our eyes. Keep opening our minds. Help the words in this book to become alive.
Yes.
Help us to see the truth. Help us to see the truth. In your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to end with this video. We're going to crush some snakes. That's what we're going to do. So, here's a video from, I forget who it is now. I can't remember. Anyways, I'm in, let's stop that recording too after you.
For like myself, as you explained earlier, like when you said about.
Can you give her the mic? Can somebody have the mic?